The bracha of Moedim, I did not find when the Malachim said it. The Medrash brings down, it's not exactly clear. However, Moedim certainly is a bracha miyuchedet, and that is, as Gepasim Lahalacha in Simon Kuf Aleph, the Mechaber says in the Spalatar, Sheikhavim Bechol Abrochais, Vimeinu Yochal Lechavim Bechulam, Lefachas Yechavim Bovik. And then the Ramah says, no, we don't go back. And the Maisa, even though the Chatzchila one should be, has Mechuyiv to have Kavan in the Tarishman Esrei, the Chol HaPachis, if he was Mechav by Brachis, by the first Bracha of Oveis, then he's Yaitzim. Now, Yadua, Chaim Briskis, Shtikl and Trilo, that there's two types of Kavanah. And that which is marked with the evidence only in Ovis is the Pirush HaMilim. But the idea that a person is able to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's that he's davening to Ribbono Shelam, that's the Etzem Tevila itself, that's marked in the Tarish Shmoneh Esrei. I hope we don't pass it like that. But the Maaseh of the Mishnah Berurah paskins, he says, and it's a Pasuk Gimel here, he says, Yesh Poiskim Degam Moedim Choshev Ka'Ovis Lechatzchila. That Moedim is Choshev Ka'Ovis, that the whole purpose of his yaitzah with that is, it sounds like actually that it's an addition. One has to also have in mind for moedim like he has an office in the bottom. Shartim says, "Smach v'gudach v'smach kras alinim b'yevid moedim kill me'ovri." Alinim b'yevid, it's more kal. It's not that you're not yaitzah if you weren't mechavim by moedim, but the whole pas lechatchila has the same din as Ovis, that one needs to be mechavin lechatchila to be yaitze. Moedim is gematria 100, because we're moedim to Kadosh Baruch Hu 100 times a day with the brachis, mei brachis. Chas shel who is mechavin, who is mesadim mei brachis. David HaMelech, or was always even the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, or earlier than David HaMelech. But the shaila is, what does moedim mean? That's working with that moedim means that we thank you. It's lashon hoidah, but it's yodua that moedim means two things. There's hoidah's bal din, which means to admit, and then there's moedah, which is hoidah. Rav Hunder says, when do we say what? He says, when you say moedah ani lefanecha malachayim kayom, there the moedah doesn't mean I'm thanking you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, rather it means that I'm being moedah. I'm admitting that it is you, that you are the kel chayim kayom. That because what's the difference? There's moedim al and there's moedim sheh. Moedim al is hoidah, is thanking Hashem for something, is thanking for something. Moedim sheh is I'm being moedah that this is the case. I am being maskim, I'm being admitting, acknowledging that this is the scenario. So the pashas lechera would be moedim anachnu loch shatu Hashem lekeinu. This is the way some of the farshim are masber. And it's lashon hoidah, we're thanking you. We're being moedah that you are Hashem lekeinu velekevetenu la'olam vav, that you were never machlef us in another. Not like the goyim say about the yidden that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave up on them and he switched them for a new nation. Rather, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are always me'oz mitamid lekei aveinu and our elokeinu, who is mashkiach aleinu mashkiach miyuchad pratis, and we are your ummah, and you are it's lo ilam vod. You are nishbash lo ilah achlif oisano b'ma'acher. However, there are those that are mafarish. It is Ian Tvilam. He says that no, moedim anachnu lach means that we're moedah to you. In other words, we're being maskim that you are the Ribbono Shel Olam and we're makabel you on us. Lo ilam vod. And that's very gishmak, because later on it says, Noidel Chona Saberti L'Secho Al Chayim. Here it says, Moedim Anachnu Loch Sheh. And later it says, Al. The Moedim over here is the acknowledgement, it's being Moedah is Baldin. As opposed to Behemshek, it's the Moedim Al, it's thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for everything that he's done. At least three times in Moedim, maybe more, it's not clear exactly if the peace goes on before and thereafter. What's it going on? Moedim anachnu loch shatu Hashem lekeinu velekei aveinu la'olam vod tzor chayenu, or shatu Hashem lekeinu velekei aveinu la'olam vod. You've always been la'olam vod. I think it's actually later on the here. It would seem that the pasuk says that the most mafarshim understand over here at least shatu Hashem lekeinu velekei aveinu la'olam vod, that you're not going to be machlef us buma acheres, or that it's always been, we're being moedah that it's always been that way. Tzur chayenu, means that you're the rock that we've been hewn out of. We've been chiseled out of. In other words, our chayim, or chelek elekam imal, our chayim comes from you. You're tzur chayinu, the rock who from you we have our chayim. And it's also, you're the one, it's also lashon habitachon. You're the tzur, you're the rock that we rely on for our life. Mogin yishenu, it's also a little bit of a stir mine ubei. The tikkun l'chol mogin yishecho, it's a pasuk actually, but mogin is a shield which protects you before you get into a matzav where you're in trouble. Yishenu is when you're already in a matzav of trouble and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves you. But it means mogin yishenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us when we're in a war, when we're in a difficult matzav. Our Yeshua comes from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our mogin and protects us, that nothing should go, that we shouldn't get mifka, we shouldn't get hurt. Even in the matzav of takana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shield, which saves us from getting hurt. Al atua l'dor v'dor, or is it mogein yishenu atahu and l'dor v'dor n'del l'chonas b'ezil l'zechu? So depends on which city you have over here. Mogein yishenu atahu l'dor v'dor. I think that's how most people have it. Even over here, it's not that way. It's been like that always. And this starts something new. We're being moida to you. That means we're giving hoida to you. We're thanking you here because it's al. So we're going to be thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. We'll be misaper things which cause you to be mishala. Misaper tehilatecha. It means we'll say your praises. We'll sing your praises, we'll speak your praises, means we'll speak the things that you've done to us, which caused you to be praised. Al chayenu hamesurim b'yadecho, we're thanking you. The Pasha says that we're thanking you for our lives, which are masur b'yadecho, that means every second, al kol nashim v'nashima, every second, our lives are in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he can stop at any given time, and he continues it every second. So we're thanking you for that. I heard once Yisrael Chaim Kohn used to be in the Chabura. He said at one of the bris that he made, he said that Al Chayinu Mesurim V'Decha, it's not like every second we're in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands and you can stop it at any second. It's a pachad. He says, no, we're thanking you that our Chaim is Masur B'Yadecha. Imagine we have to take care of everything that goes on in our body. Somebody was telling me yesterday that they heard on a shir that there's 70 trillion cells in a person's body. And his blood cells alone, if you put them one after the next, there are 60,000 miles. That's more than around the world. And there are some blood cells that are so thin that they're thinner than a hair, and blood passes through them. Imagine we have to take care of 60,000 miles of blood cells. Besides the fact we're busy all day, there's no way that we could possibly do it. That everything should go. When a person eats, how all the food gets broken up and goes, the food that needs to go to each cell goes to each cell. And the food that needs to pass through and go out of the body, passes through out of the body. That everything should work. I heard that Rabbi Yerucham once said that if a person knew what went on in his body after he ate, then after he would send a telegram home, after each time that he ate, that Baruch Hashem, I'm okay, I'm alive. That he's still alive after everything that went through with his body, his whole system, his whole digestion tract, that it broke everything down and everything went to the right place. Al Chayinu, we're thanking you that Baruch Hashem, our Chayinu is Masur B'Yadecho. It's given over to your hands to take care of, because we never be able to take care of it. Al Nishmoyseinu, HaPakudes Loch, our Neshamis, which every day, every night, are deposited by you. And usually if a person doesn't pay up, then they take the Pikadon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day, we give him a Pikadon, and even though we're Chayav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives it back. Na'nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. Nisim that are every single day. Like the Ramban says, and then the Parshas Boy, that a person doesn't have a chilek in Yisrael until he's moida she'ein b'chol mikreinu teva u'menhoge shel olam klal ela kulam nisim b'im v'rabim b'im v'yochid. Everything that happens to us, any hashgacha that happens, is not teva. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you did something, says it. Because he's talking about the Rabbim over there, but he says that we listen to the mitzvahs and we get rain. It doesn't make sense that it's going to rain, that they're all of a sudden water is going to evaporate because we keep mitzvahs. It's going to go up and come to the right place. Everything that happens, Betzim, all Hashgacha process, anything that happens to us is all nisim. And B'chol says, Ein Bala Nes Makir B'nisim. There's so many things that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that we don't even know that they're nisim. that are on a daily basis. That you are so kind to us. The difference between a Nathan and a Pele, Niflaisecho, is usually it's wonders that are not nicker that they're wonders. You don't really see it. Niflaisecho, v'tevisecho, and your kindness, shevachol eif. What are the, that's like even more. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Niflois, v'chol eif. His mamish wonders every second. So the truth is that there is wonders every second. Besides the fact that it's on our body, the mice, the bruch of Asher Yotzah, we say, umafli lasois, lashon of Pele. And the Mechaber says, what's the lashon of mafli lasois? It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kosher the ruchnius with the gashmius together. And the ruchnius doesn't say, umafli lasois, mipnei she'odam doimu lenoid male ruach. A person is like a flask of air. And somebody pots him with a needle. Haruch yetsay. V'adam male nekoven. Bruchin mishtameret b'soicha. He raised a pele. That's a pele. We're for the connection. The Ramah says, Oynish lefar shemafli lasit v'mash ha'shem ha'ruach adam b'kir b'y v'koysher dover ruchni b'dover gashmi. Koysher ha'ruchni s'le gashmi. What's a man? A person that's alive. What is it? It's what gives him life? It's only the ruach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person's dead, he has all the same things that he had before and he's just dead. What changed? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that ruach. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaber, the ruach with the geshem, that's a mafli and that's b'chol eis, that's every single second. Now, Erev HaVeker V'Tzaharayim. For many, many years, I understand Kipshutai, Erev HaVeker V'Tzaharayim means that we're being moided to you for all your great kindness and your nisim and nifloys, Erev HaVeker V'Tzaharayim. Our three tefillas a day, we're being made to you. However, so those that explain, it's really, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's the first one that I saw, and I saw now that I'm looking in the Mefarshim, there's two different pshatim. So those that learn like that, the Eitz Yosef learns like that, however, the Ian tefilla learns, Rav Shlomo Zalman understood, that it's going back, we're thanking you, period. Erev Avayka V'Tzaharayim is going back. I'm sorry. Erev Avayka V'Tzaharayim, sorry, I always understood that it's the second way. What I said before, Erev HaVeker V'Tzaharayim is going on the Nisim Nifloyim. He understands that it's going on the Hoidah. Erev HaVeker V'Tzaharayim. It's going on the Tefillah. It's not going on the Nifloyim. There's no Shabbat Eis, Erev HaVeker V'Tzaharayim, all times of day. It's rather, it's a Nifloyim, Shabbat Eis, period. And then Erev HaVeker V'Tzaharayim is going when we're made to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Which rather, there is this mach to that because you're saying B'chol Eis. You're saying B'chol Eis, so what do you have to say Erev HaVeker V'Tzaharayim? Elamai, we're thanking you for all the nisim nifloyim that are B'chol Eis. When do we thank you? When are we being noide? When is it hoido? Erev HaVeker V'Tzaharayim. Atoyiv ki lechol rachamecho, memrechim ki lechamech atzadechem, elam kvin aloch, we'll stop here. But the first is, it would be much better to say, Atoyiv ki lechol chasadecho, memrechim ki lechamu rachamecho. What's the? Why do we switch it? Toiv, we know it's lashon of chesed, right? So atoiv ki lecholu chasodecho, merachim ki lesamu rachamecho. So the Tziach Yitzchak, the Pirush on the Siddur Agro, he brings down from Mitzvah Blazer that there's every human being, even if he's a big rachman, there's a gvul at a certain point that he doesn't have rachmanis. It's only to a certain amount. And even if he is a big rachman, even in the amount that he does have rachmanis, love dafka does he have the ability to do anything because he has the rachmanis. So rachmanis is in the lev. It's a feeling that a person has in the lev. Chesed is the befoil. When you have the rachmanis, then you do chesed. So a person is limited. He's kol rachamecha. There's a limited, even if he's toiv, but there's a limit to the amount that he has of his rachamim. It peters out at a certain point. The difference between the Malvim says, what's the difference between kolu and tamu? To be kolu is when something peters out, it finishes. As opposed to tamu, it ends, but it didn't peter out. It's like the end of chavura. Everybody's there, hopefully. Everybody's there, and then it stops. End of seder, sometimes it peters out. And then by the end, there's no one there at the end. What are we talking about? That was the Mussar Shmuz also. The HaToyiv Ki L'Chol HaRachamecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu was the Toiv that his Rachamim never peter out. His Rachamim are full until the end. His Rachamim, they're never ending. So, V'Amarachim, and with their Rachmanis, he's able to, L'Yisamu Chasadecho, he never ends with his Chasadim. So there's two steps really. There's the rachamim, and after you have the rachamim, you have the chesed. So as opposed to a human being, which is rachamim are limited, and even in his rachamim, he doesn't have the ability always to do chesed, because his baruch is not that way. He's a toiv that his rachamim is never ending. And with his rachmanis, he does tremendous amount of chasadim, even though we don't deserve it. Kilei samu chasadecho. Mei oylam kivin olach, there's also a shayla over here. Where does the mei oylam go? Kilei samu chasadecho, mei oylam, and kivin olach. Or is it no? Mei oylam kivin olach. I think that's how many read it. That's certainly how this sitter does it. Mei oylam kivin olach means from the past, we've always been waiting for you and hoping and putting our bitachon in you. Or mei oylam va'ad oylam, we always have been and we always will be hope and put our trust in you and put our bitachon in you, because you're the one that's never ending kindness and never ending chasadim, and we're being moida al-avar and being mekava al-asim.